pits and forget it. We'll remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pits and forget it will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one-family tractors with a purchase of two John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Donald Farm and Lawn in Lebanon, Rolla, and Jefferson City, or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sober. Leave me alone. Let me go home. I got an email just now from a listener who said that the EJ Corvette store, EJ Corvette stood for eight Jewish Korean War vets. That's one of those myths. Urban Legends wrote him back and said it's a great story, but it's not true. And look, I've been guilty of falling for this stuff too. There was a Burlington coat story out years ago, and I went on the air and warned people. Turns out it was just a bunch of crap. But some of the stuff online, though, is so convincing and is written so well, you buy into it. But, Jack, I appreciate the email. Now you know, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story. That's not
Harvey. Yeah, oh, that was Paul okay. Harvey.
Time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up. Anyway.
Wow, sounds like somebody is up today.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
The human beings. It's 1960 something.
No.
How hideous is it?
Oh, it's about 82, 83.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to
sunscreen.
When you go outside, 82 degrees.
Yeah, that's blistering hot. Yeah.
It is. Anyway.
Nope.
Popular question, it is against the law to pump your own gas in New Jersey.
What?
You cannot pump your own gas in New Jersey. It's a state law. They have people that work at gas stations, and if you will touch a gas hose, you face $1,000 and 1 week in jail. You cannot.
Wow.
It's the law. Name the name of the only other place in the United States that is a law. You cannot pump your own gasoline. Washington State, Washington, D.C., Oregon, or Idaho. Answer in just a minute. Oscar nominations are out. I was going to talk about it tomorrow. I can talk about it a little bit. I think I was really happy to see Meryl Streep got nominated for her for Best Actress. She was ignored in the Golden Globes. I'll talk more about it tomorrow. Biggest shock to me is that The Butler got nothing. I was surprised at that.
Wow. And you know what? I was surprised with that, too, because of the political clout that Oprah has. But I will tell you, and again, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but I was actually thrilled that Redford didn't get nominated, because I didn't think he deserved a Best Actor. And there was a lot of...
I got my script right here. I actually say... where is it?
Script.
Thought it was funny that Robert Redford cried foul that there was no nomination for his movie All Is Lost. Redford blamed Lionsgate Studio for not working the picture. No, the problem was the movie stunk.
Yeah, thank you. It was boring, and that was not a great acting performance by any stretch of the imagination. And what's this script thing? What is a script?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
We don't know what that is, a script. We've never used a script. You said I have my script here.
Yeah. Oh. I get it.
Are you talking about a prescription?
Anyway.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
What?
Anyway,
keep it moving.
Shame, shame, shame. The Jackson brothers are still bleeding Michael's memory. For a buck, starting in April, Tito, Jermaine, Jackie, and Marlon will all do 40 shows in 10 weeks at the Vegas Planet Hollywood, I think at the Lounge. So they'll sing a little, and they'll dance a little, and then they'll tell a lot of stories about Michael, stories that Michael never would have said.
Oh, my goodness. Who would go see that?
I don't know. You just... ridiculous. Instant TV review, despite the propaganda American Idol sent out. I thought last night's show was boring.
Oh, you know what?
Can these judges blow any more smoke up each other's butts?
Oh, my God. I watched about 20 minutes of it just out of curiosity. I couldn't agree with you more. I thought, this thing's done.
Same old story.
It was exactly the same old, same old.
You know,
I'm not
going to
watch it.
Harry Connick Jr. Was really good. I really liked him. But I thought it was quite telling that some of the contestants didn't even know who he was.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Well, and the other thing is, I don't like the manufactured, staged bickering. And you can kind of tell.
Absolutely. You can read it with Braille.
Yeah. I'm out.
Speaking of Idol, of the 12 former American Idol winners, most successful, Carrie Underwood, who made $31 million last year.
Wow.
Reuben Stoddard made about $85,000 last year.
Reuben.
You know who's at the bottom of the list of 20 Idol contestants? And I have a great article here where they, well, I'll give you an example. They give in album sales who is the most successful, and it's Carrie Underwood with $14.5 million albums. In 20th place, and honestly, I don't even remember this guy's name, Chris Allen.
Oh, yeah, Chris Allen. He was that guy that beat out, who was the gay guy that...
Adam Lambert?
Adam Lambert, yeah.
Allen won in 2009. He has sold 393,000 albums. That may sound like a lot, but let's go back to Carrie Underwood. 14.5 million.
How about Reuben Stoddard?
Stoddard has sold 2.5 million albums.
Yeah, they were all sold when he won 8 years ago.
Right, he's in sixth place in terms of album sales. It's your segment. Go ahead, but I'll get to this later because it's a pretty interesting list.
To Maz and Ann, it's no surprise here that the Visual Effects Society, which is known for being the forefront of giving the annual best special effects, was given to Gravity.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I take a shot at Gravity tomorrow. I liked it. I gave it 2.5 stars. I didn't think it was a great movie. It's like a cartoon.
No, it's not a great movie. It's a great example of what we can do with technology. That's all it is.
Exactly. Tonight on ESPN, The Piece of Gold, we'll hear the inside scoop from the scumbucket herself. For the first time, Tonya Harding will tell in detail how she planned the Nancy Kerrigan attack.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness. Everybody's been clamoring to hear about that.
How long ago
was that? That was...
A long time ago. Tonya Harding is using all the runway on this deal.
Yeah.
Two amazing nuggets. I'm out of here. First, it's amazing to me that Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen's fashion franchise worldwide, the worth of that net worth is $1.12 billion.
Wow. Doesn't Jessica Simpson have like $1 billion?
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Big empire, too.
And Paris Hilton has gotten much bigger, too. This next item, and I love one thing I like being on with you guys is we don't have to always talk about Hollywood.
No, we don't.
That's what I talk about. That's my deal. But occasionally, something this really caught my attention. You know when how amazing time can change anything. You never know. In time, anything can change.
I'm going to write that down. In time, anything can change.
Anyway,
Mike Evans, 2014.
Never mind. I won't bore you with my wonderful story.
We
want to hear it.
We want to put that on a plaque.
We want to hear it.
Anyway,
what's the story?
When I was living in Hawaii, Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos had just escaped a firing squad by a few hours in the Philippines for stealing $1 billion, and were flown by a military, U.S. military plane and allowed to live in exile in Hawaii. And I used to see him all the grocery shopping at the Times supermarket over on Kahala. I used to see her in there. So that was then. Just almost got shot and killed, exiled in Hawaii. Now, she's in the Philippines, back in the Philippines, a member of Congress, one of the most highly ranked members of Congress. And yesterday, a story that Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is going to run for president against boxer Manny Pacquiao in 2016.
Okay, but the other great turnaround story like that is look at the Nelson Mandela story. One minute he's in prison, and he's the president.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, but, I mean, Nelson Mandela was for good. The Marcoses are known for bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing to me, is just it's just amazing how they barely got from being shot, and then they went to exile in Hawaii. Now she's back, and she's powerful, and Junior's going to maybe be the president. Sort of like Roman days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
And finally.
No.
See, he thought it could derail us, but he can't.
Can't trick us.
He doesn't like the story as much as I did, I guess.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a good story.
Where is it illegal to pump gas other than New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Washington State, Oregon, or Idaho?
I'm going to go D.C.
Oregon.
Because it's the least likely answer, I'll take Idaho.
The most picky state with the most laws, the citizens can't even step on the cracks and sidewalks. That's how tight ass they are. It's Oregon.
Hmm.
So you learn something from this show.
Well, first of all, you step on a crack, you break your mama's back.
Yeah, that's why you're not supposed to do that.
That's right.
Thank you, Mike Evans.
Now, see, he was ticked off because we didn't think his Mel DeMarco story was that great.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah, we were supposed to go, oh, man, what a great story.
It wasn't.
That's great, Mike.
It was.
What's the other thing we used to say? Step on a crack, you break your mother's back. How stupid is that?
Step on a spine, you break your mother. Oh, no. Step on a line, you break your mother's spine.
Where did that come from, and why are you trying to break your mother's spine?
I mean, what,
of all the things you could make rhyme with a crack and a line, wow, you break your mother's back, you break your mother's spine. Somebody had a mother problem back then. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. And even though the holiday season is over, don't forget, a gift certificate is a great idea anytime. For either one of those places, Annie Gunn, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. We have a little time here, don't we?
Yes.
We have Mike, we have Bill Cleveland coming up. We're short today.
You were going to go through the list about the
Idol people, because I did watch a little of it last night. I did not enjoy it. I do not like, what the heck is his name? That country.
Keith Urban.
I just can't stand the guy. I know people have called and said he puts on a great show. I just don't like looking at that guy.
I missed it.
And last night he looked effeminate to me. He's got these eyelashes. I don't know. So here's the deal. American Idol, which I think is toast. I think that show is done. These are the 20 top, in terms of album sales, American Idol contestants. I'll tell you which ones were winners, which ones were not, but it's pretty interesting. Number one, top of the list, Carrie Underwood. She won in 2005, I believe, and she has sold almost 15 million albums.
Wow.
Number two, anybody want to take a run at number two? Also was a winner.
Kelly Clarkson
is number two with over 13 million albums. How about three? It gets a little tough.
Non-winner Chris Daughtry.
You're absolutely right. Are you looking at this somewhere? Did you look this up?
No, I didn't.
Chris Daughtry, not a winner, 2006, has sold, but the numbers start dropping dramatically. You go from 14.5 million albums, number one, over 13 million, number two, and then in third place, Chris Daughtry, 7 million
now
albums.
Now it's going to get really tough. I don't think I could get four.
Number four is Clay Aiken.
Oh, yeah, and he didn't win either.
No, he didn't win. 5 million albums, and he's in fourth place. In fact, most of this list of the top 20 were not winners. The winners, we don't even remember who they were.
I think you're better off, you were almost better off not winning, except for like Carrie Underwood and
Kelly
Clarkson.
Well, it looks like that's the case. Number five, hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4. Number five is Fantasia.
Yeah.
Now, she was a winner. She won in 2004. She has sold, boy, the numbers really dropped, 3 million albums. And I know that may sound like a lot, but in album sales, folks, that's not really a grand slam.
And I think she's done a lot of stuff on Broadway.
I think so. Reuben Studdard comes in fifth place, but like Mike said, most of his album sales were right after the 2003. Holy cow, has it been 11 years since Reuben Studdard won?
Yeah.
Right after the 2003 win, and then after that... this next guy is so irritating to watch to me. Scotty McCreery, 2011 winner. He has only sold, and this shocks me, because I would have thought the country crowd, although the country crowd would be the first to recognize a copycat, and he's literally a
Randy
guy who...
Randy Travis.
Yeah, he copies Randy Travis, Josh Turner. Turner.
Yeah.
McCreery sold only 2 million albums. Kelly Pickler from 2006 is next. I said Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
She has sold 1.5 million albums. Wow, here's a name that I can't remember what the guy looked like, and he was a winner in 2008. David Cook.
Oh, yeah, David Cook was from Missouri, up around Kansas City.
Just shy of a million and a half
albums. And I'm surprised that he didn't do better. Because he was pretty good.
Now, this next one will surprise you because she has actually, I think, been more successful as an actress. Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Hudson has only sold 1.3 million albums, and she was not a winner. But, boy, she went on. And isn't it interesting how some of these people who've never acted, like that guy in Captain Phillips, the story, that Somalian guy, never acted a day in his life.
Yeah, he was a limo driver.
And he's up for Best Supporting Actor. So Jennifer Hudson, followed by Jordan Sparks, who won in 2007. She's only sold, it's actually less than 1.3 million albums.
Wow.
Here's a guy that I have a tough time watching because of his twitching and squinting. Philip Phillips
is like a Dave Matthews wannabe.
Yeah.
He copied Dave Matthews to a T.
And he's almost got, you know I'm talking about, the kind of the twitching thing going. He has sold 1.2 million albums.
But he won, was it last year that he won?
He won in 12.
Yeah, he's got some pretty good songs out there.
Right now, this next guy, I actually thought would blow the roof off of it in album sales, but he didn't. Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Because I thought, if nothing else, the gay community would just really send him to the moon. Now, 1.2 million albums also. David Archuleta.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a winner from 2008. 1.15 million albums. Josh Grayson. And then the rest of we finish out the top 20 with... Boy, this guy, and Dan, I think you're the one that talked to somebody and said, this guy's a first-class a-hole. Taylor Hicks.
Bill Clevelin was backstage with him because Clevelin was introducing him over at one of the casinos, and Taylor Hicks would not look at anybody, would not talk to anybody. He was just being a big jerk, and I heard that from other people, too, besides Bill.
By the way, Taylor, you don't act like a big star till you're a big star.
Yeah.
In 17th, 18th, 19th, 20. Here are the final four. In 17th place, Bo Bice has only sold 750,000 albums.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's another shocker, because this gal is really talented, and she's in 18th place of the top 20. Catherine McPhee.
Oh, yeah.
So talented, so beautiful. Hasn't even sold 500,000 albums. I don't even know this name. Lauren Elena?
Lauren Elena.
From 2011, that's only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And then in 20th place, Chris Allen from 2009. He was a winner. So more non-winners with great success than winners with great success. Yeah.
I just found out Russell Johnson is dead.
Who's that?
He played the professor on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah. That was on the news earlier. Yeah.
Way to ruin my day.
Yeah, I know.
Way to bring everybody down, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Russell Johnson. You could have saved that for later. In terms of the Academy Awards and the nominees, this is the first time ever, I think, in my life. There's never been a year when I've seen every movie, but I have seen every single one of these movies but one. I've never had this happen before. Best Picture, and there are, I think, 9 nominees. American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street. And the only one I haven't seen, and I don't care to see it, is Her. A guy who falls in love with his computer's voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
No thank you. Best actor. Peon, you don't go to the movies, do you?
Yeah, we do, but you know, once every couple months.
For whatever reason, this year we hit them all except for that one. And in all these categories, supporting actor, best supporting actor, all the movies are essentially the same movies. And so I'm all best actor: Christian Bale, American Hustle; Bruce Dern, Nebraska; Leonardo DiCaprio, Wolf on Wall Street; Chiwetel Ejiofor, The 12 Years a Slave. Yeah, easy for me to say. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club. Speaking of that, last night, did you either one of you watch True Detective?
No.
That's the new HBO series with McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
No.
No, I'll wait till you've watched it, and then we'll kick it around and see what we all thought about it.
I left here from the station, and I didn't return home until 2 in the morning. So.
What's that about? Did you have a gig?
No gigs. I did go out, though, with another band.
Now you've left us hanging.
I went to see the Well Hungarians.
That's it? That's your story? That's the story?
Well, yeah, but I didn't watch TV last night.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Yeah.
Now I see the tie.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break, but I want to do this because I don't want to forget it. For those of you who didn't hear it, months ago we had a guy in the studio named Jerry Tovo. Jerry Tovo is a terrific photographer, and Jerry Tovo, during the Vietnam era, was a drill sergeant. And Jerry Tovo has pretty much dedicated the rest of his life and his photography talent to homeless veterans. He has an exhibit at the Missouri History Museum, which closes this Sunday. And if you've got some time this weekend, I'm just telling you, this is a very powerful exhibit. What he's done, and you can go online to theymayhavebeenheroes.com. Theymayhavebeenheroes.com, which is a terrific title for the website, because that's exactly what he's trying to tell you. You're going to see in black and white some moving photographs of veterans who are homeless. And to think that this same person who is barely getting by may have been at one time a hero in the service is powerful. And just a little bit of statistics for you here. There are, in an average day in the United States, about 200,000 homeless veterans on the streets in our country. Mm. There are another 1.5 million veterans who are knocking on the door of homelessness. They're at risk of being homeless. This is unacceptable. Jerry Tovo is trying to give a face, and in some cases a voice, because he's done some videos too, to these veterans in the exhibit, which is titled I Was a Soldier. It's a 2,900 square foot exhibition on display at the Missouri History Museum. It opened in July. It ends this Sunday is the last day. And again, Jerry's a former drill sergeant, and it just has been bugging him that in this country, somebody who served this country doesn't even have a place to sleep at night. It's a terrific thing that he's done. I'm not going to read you all his credentials, but the guy's an incredible photographer. And I've known Jerry Tovo for, I don't know, 35 years or something. Great photographer. What he's done is incredible. And I also want to mention that he called John Landoff, like, I don't know, 8 months ago and said, I'm going to travel the country and I want to get the stories of these homeless veterans and I need a vehicle to carry all my photography. And without blinking, Landoff said, done. So John Landoff is one of his sponsors and has provided him with a vehicle. Again, Missouri History Museum. It ends this Sunday. I Was a Soldier. And go to this website, theymayhavebeenheroes.com, and you'll get a little sample of what Jerry has done. Well done, Jerry Tovo. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. One day you'll sit down with them and you'll say, Mark, Jason, well done. When you take a look at your portfolio and you see that you've done pretty well. And I'm hoping that that's what will happen. That's what they're hoping will happen. They're not fortune tellers. They don't make promises they can't keep. But they spend all their time looking at, thinking about, exploring, examining what to do with people's money so that they can hang on to it and turn it into more money. It's what they do. You may have a financial advisor. If you do, meet with them anyway. Don't you think it'd be interesting to see what they have to say with regard to what somebody else told you to do with your money? And here's what you'll find, I think, refreshing. If what you're doing is right, they'll say, that's what we would have done. That's a good thing you're doing with this part of your money or whatever. There was Stifel Nicolaus. They've been doing this for a while. They're not new at it. And they have a terrific reputation. And this is one of those things that you can't start it too early, financial advice. You can't start with a plan too early in your life. You can, however, wait too late. And that's the pickle that a lot of people find themselves in who are baby boomers facing retirement. They don't have enough money to make it for the remainder of their lives, which is probably going to be a while because people are living longer. So set up a meeting. It won't cost you anything. See what you think about what they have to say with regard to your $25,000 or more that you have to invest. MarkandJason.com.
All right, we're going to check the highways now, see how things look. We've already had some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got rain in the area, and it's causing eastbound 70 to start slowing down now between Grand and Salisbury up through the Edward Jones Dome. Eastbound 40, heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170, you've got stop-and-go traffic a little south of Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown starts at Vandeventer. It's going through McCausland. Heavy again from Lindbergh out through 270. We're also slow long road to the Boone Bridge. On westbound 70, a little bit heavy past the airport. You're slow from the Earth City Expressway through Highway 94. On southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And in Illinois, it looks like eastbound 5570 is slowing from about 4th Street to the merge with 64. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy to use. It's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Babies R Us and Toys R Us and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Friday morning on McGraw Live. Oscar nominations are out. Who got snubbed? We'll ask ABC's David Blaustein during his weekly appearance. Deb Peterson from the Post-Dispatch editorial board. And the board meeting convenes at 9 a.m. to talk the issues of the week. It's McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Hardware in Lehman on Lehman Ferry Road. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers! It's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin, where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America, because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club by January 19th, you can receive up to a $20 gift card. Spend it on the things you need this winter. Everything from family favorite snacks, hearty soups and hot chocolate mix, to long-lasting LED light bulbs and more. So join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you can turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Can't learn how to talk like those guys. Hey, it's round number two for Stephen Reed. He kind of did a little audition last week. He's still auditioning. He may be on probation for quite a while. If he lasts quite a while, we're tough here. It's not an easy gig. His name is Stephen Reed. He's going to take us outdoors, and it's courtesy of Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I think now I'm at somewhere in the neighborhood of 15, 20 guns I bought at Pistols Plus. It is a fantastic store. There's not a store like it in the entire St. Louis area. You're down near the lake, or even if you go there just to visit Pistols Plus, you'll be glad you did. Right across from Staples in the heart of Osage Beach, Pistols Plus. Here we go. Let's go outdoors with Stephen Reed, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Blake. How you guys doing today?
Well, Stephen, we're fine. I almost cut you out today because we're short on time, but then I had a change of heart, and I thought, nah, let's go. We got time. We can work it, man. What do you have for us today?
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you what. We got this weekend at the Chain of Rocks Bridge, we've got Eagle Days. Saturday and Sunday.
I love the Eagles. That's a great group. Are they going to be performing on the bridge?
No, I think
this is more of a
bird.
More of the feathered variety.
Okay,
but,
all right.
They're going to have viewing scope stationed along the bridge with volunteers there to help so you can get close-up views of the Eagles. There'll be live presentations every 20 minutes with live Eagles there. There'll be warming tents with kids' crafts so you can take your kids you can actually get your picture taken in an actual eagle's nest. It'd be a pretty good time. They say bring your own binoculars and dress warm because it could be kind of chilly out there. But they do this every year, so it's a pretty big event. So I wanted to let everybody know about that.
Now, that eagle watching is a big deal around here.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a really good time. They're a majestic bird. It's a really, really good time for the kids to see one up close, and, you know, and it's a very informative with the staff and the volunteers they have there. It's a really good time for everybody.
All right. What else?
Well, at Bush Wildlife, they have several classes that are coming up through the spring, and a couple that I wanted to tell everybody about this week. On the 22nd, they're having a shot shell reloading seminar, basically. It's from 6 in the evening to 8:30 in the evening. They're teaching you the basics of shot shell reloading. It covers equipment needed, materials. They demonstrate how to, you know, safely reload it. And if you have to basically call and reserve a spot, and then that's a Wednesday night. Then on Thursday, they're having a women's introductory to firearms, and there will be experts there that will cover safety, type of different firearms, the different actions. And they'll help, you know, women get comfortable being around firearms. So if you've got a wife or a girlfriend that kind of expressed a little interest and they're not real sure, this is a great thing to take them to, because there are going to be experts there, to teach them, to show them. And there is a sign-up sheet for these. On the Thursday night, you have to call by the 22nd, and then on the Wednesday night, you have to call by the 20th.
All right, now sometimes people jump in on the end of a story, and they catch that it was introductory to firearms for women, but they didn't hear where. So where is it again, and how can they find out more about it?
This is at Bush Wildlife, and to get to Bush Wildlife, you go south on Highway 94 from 40 to 61. And then you go west on Highway D for about a mile and a half. It's real easy to find.
And I would think they have a website with all this on it, wouldn't they? I mean, if you just Google Bush Wildlife website.
Yeah, you can go to Bush Wildlife, or you can go to the Department of Conservation's website and type in Bush Wildlife in their search window, and it'll bring up the information, and it'll actually have these things there. And the number to call to sign up for these would be 636-441-4554. I did call, and there are still spots available. The reloading, the shot shell course is limited space available, so they'd need to call, you know, pretty soon on that one. There's quite a bit of space left on the women's, you know, introductory to women's firearms.
Okay.
But those were the ones that were kind of time sensitive, you know, for this coming week. But especially the women's introduction to firearms is a great course, you know, with the experts, and it's in a conference area out on with the shooting range. So, It'd be great for a lot of, you know, for people that, like I said, have shown a little interest. You know, get your wives or your girlfriends out there and get them in the shooting sports. Because when you can do it together, it makes it that much more fun.
And when you say together, meaning you take your wife and your girlfriend together.
Well, yeah, that could be dangerous, but
it could be, especially if they got guns in their hands.
You don't want to stand in the between.
No,
them.
No.
No,
what else?
That could end up badly, I'm afraid.
What else is going on?
Well, we've got one more thing for you. The Botanical Gardens this Saturday at 10:30 is having the Great Green Adventures Winter Bird Walk. And it's open to the public.
No, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, you're going to observe different birds and record that you found them, and that you can bring 3 children per adult. So it's another kid-friendly event, that if that's something that you're into. Some people are more into taking pictures and viewing birds than they are shooting them. So that's,
you know, I'm for anybody doing whatever it is that they like and whatever floats their boat, that's fine. But, boy, it's just so easy to make fun of bird people. You know, it just is. There's a stereotype of a bird watcher. And, you know, you've seen it in movies. They dress a certain way. They talk a certain way. I'll tell you who won't be there, Dan Strauss.
That's right.
He hates birds.
Well, I prefer to shoot them and eat them myself, but I don't have anything against people who like
with you.
Hey, real quickly, Stephen, I'm going to guess that you're a guy who reloads his own shotgun shells, do you?
Yes, I do.
So tell me, what just on average, what does it cost to have the equipment that you need to be a reloader? What would that cost? What would you have to invest?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, it kind of brings up another topic. There's a really cool app that I found that I have on my phone, that it's Whitetail Hunting, or Whitetail Hunts, I believe it was called. And there's a forum for Missouri. It's Missouri Whitetails and Missouri Hunts. And they have a forum on there where you can go and talk to people. And I actually found a shotgun shell reloading press for $40 with all the equipment. that a guy was trying to sell to go buy one of like a brand name Lee, which is one of the entry level. You can get them for under $100.
Wow.
So it's really inexpensive to get going, and as long as you follow all the safety procedures, and you know it. I would talk to somebody that's done it before you just go by and try to start, because you are dealing with gunpowder. You are dealing with the possibility for overpressures and overloading.
Well, you also need to shoot a lot to justify it. I mean, you know, if you're a guy that runs through 500 shells a year, yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go to the truck.
Yeah, if you go through a box of shells a year to turkey hunt, you're not going to save any money by buying a reloader and reloading your own shells. But if you are somebody who likes to shoot skeet and shoot trap and maybe run five stands and then you hunt on top of it and you are running through a couple cases of ammunition a year, you can save some money by reloading your own ammunition.
Now, before
I load shotgun shells and rifles, pistols. I basically reload all my own ammunition for everything that I hunt. So,
all right, before we bail here, box of shotgun shells usually come, what, 25 in a box?
Yes, 25 in a box.
All right, so box of shells, average, how much does that cost?
Well, it depends on the loads. If you're getting into some of the duck loads, you're talking $30, $40, $50 a box.
All right, what can you make them for? What would that come down to for a box? If you load them yourself.
If you're loading them yourself and you're getting, you can cut that price in half. You can sometimes even cut it, you know, a quarter of what you can go out and buy it for. It all depends on quantity. Because you can buy the shot in larger quantity, and if you're going to reload a larger amount, you can cut it even lower.
Yeah, it's always been very interesting to me. I don't shoot enough to justify reloading anything, but I'm fascinated by people. And I have friends who do. They reload everything, 38s, 45, shotgun shells, the whole deal. Hey, you want to take another run at this next week?
Yes, for sure. I'd love to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up, if you would, for Stephen Reed. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, brought to you by Pistols Plus. In the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples, Bill Clevelin is on the way, and he'll be joining us. I'm just looking at the clock. I keep forgetting. We're out of here in like half an hour.
Yeah.
A little more than half an hour. Let me take a moment here to just... Thompson Price is a... he's going to be with us on our trip. He and his wife, Candy, will be with us. So a lot of listeners who hadn't met him before will get a chance to meet him. And here's the good thing about him. He did not, and you noticed this when he was with us before, he doesn't corner people and start getting them to sign kitchen contracts and stuff. He's on vacation, just like you are. But if you ever get to the point where you do want to sit down with somebody and map out a kitchen or a bathroom, this is the name, this is the company that you want to do it with. I've seen the TV commercials just like you where the kitchen and bath people, everything looks wonderful, and the testimonials. We shopped all over and we decided on XYZ kitchen and bath. You know what? That all sounds good. Anybody can say anything, but I'm going to tell you something. I when we did this 17, 18 years ago, I specifically talked to friends of ours who'd had kitchens remodeled, particularly kitchens, because that's where we started. Nightmare stories. Nightmare. The one friend we had was without a kitchen for 6 months. 6 months. You try washing dishes in the bathtub for 6 months, because that's what we had to do. But it was only 3 weeks for us, because the Thompson Price people said, you'll be down without a kitchen for 3 weeks. It was exactly 3 weeks. No more. And we had a functioning kitchen, and it turned out better than we expected it to. And we expected it to be great. It was better than that. Everything they say they'll do, they do. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, it's an impressive operation. And they are perfectionists. And that's what you want when somebody's going to remodel your kitchen or bathroom. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli. Website is thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And you've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 170 between Del Mar and Highway 40. Westbound 40, the usual slowdowns, Kings Highway, McCausland, 270 through Mason. You're slow from Boone's Crossing and pockets out to the Boone Bridge. On southbound 270, look for heavy traffic between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 55, a little bit heavy between Rebus and Lindbergh. Looking at eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge, you're slowing approaching Jefferson, and you're slow eastbound 5570 from 4th Street to the merge with 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Denny's. Eat great for just $4. You can with Denny's 2, 4, 6, 8 value menu, like the $4 Everyday Value Slam. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail and visit one of their 30 St. Louis area Denny's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. Happy New Year. Hey, This Week in Real Estate is now this Sunday from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. But all the rest of the week, I help people like you buy and sell homes. So if you need help in 2014 buying or selling a home, call me, Terry Hall, at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or just listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 until 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's jump right in here from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. Download the app. It's STL Taxi. It's a great app. Great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, a Michigan couple got into a fight resulting in the woman biting off half of her boyfriend's ear. She later told police her biggest complaint is that he never listens.
Oh, I get it.
And New York City, I guess, this week is dealing with serious fog issues. A dream come true, though, for New Yorkers. They get to go to the bathroom in the street and nobody will see them. The smell of New York City.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Starting next year, women in Saudi Arabia will finally have the right to vote.
That's
good. In 2015, you'll have the right there to vote, go to the polls, fill out a ballot, and vote for whoever your husband tells you to vote for.
Yeah, that...
And finally...
The way it ought to be.
Well, John Mayer and Katy Perry,
yeah,
were voted as the most on-again, off-again celebrity couple of 2013. In fact, they've been on and off more times than the refrigerator light at Rosie O'Donnell's house.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See you later.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of course, Laclede Cab. Do not go away. You know, one blonde joke just leads to another, which leads to another. Got another request. We'll do it in the Playhouse. It's coming up. Don't go away. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.